Hey, thank you guys for listening to the Up Report. This week we had Adair on. Adair's Angel's brother. You can find him at Clutch Moments 11 on Instagram. They're promoting their show, The Puerto Rican Boys. It's gonna be just them, two brothers going at it on a podcast. Whenever they do it, it's coming out soon. I'm not sure if it's weekly, bi-weekly, or whatever, but look for that. This week on the Up Report, we talked about Tom Brady. His contract numbers came out for the Bucks. We talked about Mariota versus Dak in our $100 10-year bet. Mariota's contract's number came out, so we kind of played around with that. And then we talked Stephon Diggs being traded to the Bills and what his career is going to look like in the AFC East now with a desolate Tom Brady. So please listen, please share, please tell your friends, and don't forget jerseybirdshop.com. Promo code POUR. Got it.
I got the first word.
Yeah, guess what? We can edit that the fuck out. Welcome to the Upper POUR, the worst intro ever by our special guest.
You're welcome.
Welcome in, sir. How you doing? Yeah. I am here. I am the host of the Upper POUR Sports Podcast. We are in a 100% quarantine for Bob. He has 3 weeks off. He's hanging out. He's keeping up with everything in life from the inside of these walls.
Producing. How you doing, sir? I'm producing. I'm editing. I'm creating. No, I'm just bored as fuck now, so I have time to actually fix our mics and get rid of the hums and weirds and actually apply myself.
So
you talking to a houseplant yet, or like what? You got a volleyball we're talking to? Is this a Castaway situation?
No, I have Sage, but I mean, you know,
I
just
it.
Yell at her, Sage! But, you know, she just kind of ignores me a lot, so it is what it is. I'm getting through.
And then we're here with Jay, that he's still working. He's still having a good time out in these streets.
I'm essential.
Taking care of the
he loves it. Jay's essential.
Making sure everyone has their needs from the place he works at.
It's dope that we have replaced the words poor and minimum wage with essential, but whatever.
If you need anything from GNC, Jay has got your shit in this crisis. Let me tell you, people, Jay's your guy.
Do you have toilet paper? If not, I don't give a fuck.
We'll talk. How much money you plan on spending in the store? We'll see what I can do. sling it out the back. I'm going to own this crisis.
Okay, there you go. Thanks for having me, man.
And then, yeah, absolutely. We are here on the Sports Podcast. We're going to talk about quarantining, some indoor games we're going to play. I want to have like a Connect Four over Skype match if you guys want. I can fuck you guys up on Connect Four.
How are we going to take the Upper POUR and quarantine it? But quarantine-ify. Like, it needs to get ratified into I'd like this podcast to kind of like what Jay said. Be like the Channing Tatum scene from This Is the End.
This Is the End.
Yeah. Like, I want it to be that ragtag group where, like, we have Channing Tatum on, like, a bitch chain and, like, he's our sex dog. You ever seen that movie, Angel?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out who you're trying to put this collar on.
No. Like, I mean, we'll put the collar on the dog and we just won't have him do anything sexual. But the rest of us, you know, like, Jay will look like Channing Tatum.
Well,
I'm just kidding. Adair.
We're going to talk about free agency also. We're going to talk about where I'm excited because I get to bring Jay on the mic, on the recording. Finally, it has sizzled. It has set in. I let you mourn. I let you do
everything.
Let you do everything you needed to make sure you were ready for this moment. And here we are.
Jay, I gift you my 40 in case you need an extra 40 seconds. Maybe just weeping in my 40.
Yeah, it's Sometimes.
No. Let me finish. I'm not done.
Interruption. Okay.
Tom Brady. 6-time Super Bowl champion.
Oh, my God.
Oof.
Has left and has signed with a new team. The great has fallen. Darth Vader has left the Death Star. What the fuck is going on? Is there a more evil power in the Patriots that we didn't know? His time was just a face? What is going on? He's a Buck now. What happens to your Patriots? What happens to Tom Brady? He's going to wear that awful collar down there. But he's also going to be the first Super Bowl MVP.
Bro, they're changing the uniforms, okay? They're changing the uniforms.
Dude, to blue and white, and they're going to put the Patriots logo or something? What are they going to do?
You got me there. Like, I just... The name Buccaneers just sounds so fucking dumb every time I say it now.
Dude, every touchdown, you're going to hear that awful blow. Boom!
I might tune in to this season and watch every single Buccaneer.
Oh no! They're gonna force feed it down your throat every noon. They're gonna push Vikings game to 3 to make sure Tom is getting noon. Yeah.
I need to see it.
Who's the last quarterback to win a Super Bowl for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Brad Johnson,
baby.
I had a Buccaneers jersey. My nephew has it right now, actually.
Wow. There you go. There's your history for the Buccaneers. Are they going to win another one? So with everything going on, let's talk about two things that happened. Godwin got on fucking IG finally, and he was like, yeah, man, if Tom Brady wants my number, he can have it. And number two, his contract. 2 years, you can't trade me, you can't tag me in 2 years. Is he going to play 2 years there, retire, and then go for the Patriots one more year? Or is he going to go to San Fran?
Dude, I don't think, first off, let me just, you're just keep bringing shit up, Angel. Just keep bringing shit up. Like, keep asking me questions and not letting me respond to these fucking questions. Okay, Barbara Walters, Joe Rogan now. Shut the fuck up, Angel. Let me talk.
Go ahead and cry. Go ahead.
First off, you will not be wearing those ugly ass digital clock fucking number uniforms. They're changing their numbers. I want them to go back complete 90s with the orange and red, white helmets fucking here on the side. Honestly, though, don't hate the Photoshops already. Like, Tom Brady, brown and red. Not a bad look. TV to TV. Apparently, there was a thing that Tampa Bay writer posted. Don't know if it's true. Sounds legit. Tom Brady didn't ask for his number. Didn't ask for anything. The only thing he asked for from the ownership so far was all of his new teammates' phone numbers. Mike Evans about to get a private jet to Montana. I think Tom Brady wins one more, or at least gets to one more. I think the NFC's open enough. I think he's got a ton of weapons. We'll see what they can do because they're still missing a left tackle. They have a really good center guard combination, but tackles are just fucking rough. So we'll see.
Where did
rumor is Edelman wants to go?
Yeah, go on. Sorry.
Rumors Edelman wants to go. I've heard rumors of them taking a second or a third for him. Either way, Godwin and Evans are better than anything he's had since he had Randy Moss.
Evans is about to be legit. Evans has always been a scary wide receiver, but you give him a legit quarterback who's not going to throw it into the wind half the time, and
dude
is he's a fucking monster.
I mean, yeah, and on top of that, I was reading the stat, and it was like Tampa Bay last year went 7-9. And in 7 of their 9 losses, Jameis had 18 turnovers. So, you gotta think, like, if Brady could just, like, be smart and manage the ball and, like, do what he's always done, the Buccaneers have, like, a really good chance to, like, make the playoffs. Rams, especially because I think the Saints are going to, like, Drew Brees is going to start to age. I think the Saints are going to look rough this year. There's a lot of free agency. Atlanta has a really good offense. They still have a sketchy defense. It's going to be track meets. And Carolina is clearly rebuilding. I don't care. I know a lot of Minnesota people are still Teddy guys. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is an answer in Carolina. I think they're also just, like, waiting until they can draft someone better if they don't already this year. So, I don't know. I don't see him going back to New England, unfortunately. I'm sure he'll sign, like, I can see him signing, like, a one-day contract doing that shit. But
yeah.
I think New England is going to be the AFC East right now is really fucking good. Like, Miami's built really well right now. The Bills are built really well right now. I think the Jets can...
Jets redo their offensive line. I was just looking at that. Go on.
They're not doing much. They signed, like, Tremaine Johnson. Or they released Tremaine Johnson and signed a guard. Like, they're definitely doing stuff to give... to protect Darnold, but they're not fixing anything on defense. And their head coach is freaking Adam Gase. He's a potentially addicted to drugs, and he's kind of a weird dude. So I don't know what will happen there. But the Jets are a team where, for a while, like, they looked really hot. Then Darnold got mono, and they never looked good again.
Yeah, they took them 4 weeks and really fucked it up. Really, really fucked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that'll be.
Well, I'm looking at Adam Schefter. Looks like yesterday they picked up a Rams safety who's gonna be kind of a third string or like a rotation safety. Whole thing he posted 18 hours ago. Over the past week, Jets GM Joe Douglas has retooled his offensive line. He has added George Font. I mean, I don't know fucking names. But, I mean, they're addressing it. That was one of the things they had to, you know, is Quinnen Williams going to jail?
Yeah.
I mean, it's New York, so.
Would imagine.
You yes, don't get out of that shit, you know, even on accident. They don't fucking care.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to jail, for sure.
So, they're going to need a D lineman. I mean, they have that Leonard dude out of fucking USC, but, you know, it depends on if Miami gets a really good starting quarterback, like, let's say they go out and get Tua or, like, Justin Hubbard, he's coming up. Everyone's liked him so far. Who knows, man? You're fucking right. Like, Diggsy to the AFC, I don't think is a killer. He's going up against a lot of good fucking, like, cornerbacks. Miami just signed, who's that dude from the Cowboys? Great press. What's that?
Byron Jones.
Yeah, yeah, dude. He's about to be twice a game there. Who's the cornerback for the Patriots, Jay, that was fucking defensive player of the year or whatever?
Yeah, I called it, bro. Miami did a lot of fucking work. They did the defense. Another team that did a fucking lot of work on defense, bro, is mini Patriots with the NFC North Alliance, bro.
Can we have
picked
it?
Picked up four guys for the ex-Patriot defense.
Dude, they're about it.
And the they Lions got Desmond Trufant. Bro, Lions they got, too. They ramped up their defense, bro.
Lions got everybody the
scary
Patriots dropped.
Scary.
Hold on, real quick. Can we have an over-under? Jay knows the AFC East. What does Stephon Diggs get this year with a quarterback who has accuracy problems and you're playing in the weather in December?
But, I mean, okay, accuracy problems, but, like, he did... Okay, he looked way more accurate this year than he did the year before.
He lost that playoff game.
Yeah, that playoff game, I don't know. His accuracy issues spring up when he gets pressured.
Right.
Like... He throws a really good deep ball, but then, like, you play the Patriots, who are doing all sorts of funny blitzes, suddenly the accuracy isn't there anymore. I still think that Diggs is enough of a weapon, and Diggs has enough of a good catch radius, because it's not like Kirk Cousins was always dropping dimes. Diggs has dealt with a lot of shit. I think that Diggs easily gets 1,000 yards receiving this year.
I think he struggles to get 800.
1,000 with 10 touchdowns.
I don't know, man.
I say 11 with 13.
Oh, shit. I'm way under. I'll give him. I'm not saying touchdowns. I'm saying yards. Like, you think he'll get.
Yeah. I think say so? 11. 11.
Sure. Who's got a Bill's schedule, real quick? I just want to see.
It's not released yet. Schedules are not.
Oh, shit. I was going to say, I want to know how many games, like, are there a lot of home games in December? Because Diggsy, plus you gotta realize too, guys, Diggsy doesn't fucking play a whole season. He's hurt. He'll, dude. Okay, so when he got traded, all the Vikings outlets started talking about that week two when Stephon Diggs was sick and he was, you know, sitting like this and he didn't show up for 2 days. He lost it. He said he wasn't showing up. He said, fuck this team. And Zimmer said, go ahead, find him every day. He's not here. And he fined him $250,000 or whatever it was for missing 2 days. And then, I mean.
For a guy that didn't want to be there no more. So
you got a first round pick, a third round pick, yeah. A fifth round pick, and another pick next year? Fourth round pick next year?
Another fourth.
Bro.
We robbed them.
Yeah.
We robbed them.
But here's my thing. Is that dude does not. He's not ready for a place like Buffalo. That's not your receiver. Your receiver needs to be a guy who can fucking go out there like a big-bodied fucking dude. Not a guy who goes over the middle well, catches a dirty ball, but...
That's the thing. He catches...
But he gets fucking hurt. He doesn't stay in games. Dirty balls. He doesn't stay in games, though.
At the same time, though, super deep wide receiver draft, and I don't think the Bills have that many, like, giant holes where they need stuff.
No.
So you can go out and get a big-bodied guy. You can go get a Ruggs. You can go do whatever you want. Also, because it's Buffalo... It helps that they can get a guy like Diggs who can burn on those deep balls, but he's also a great route runner underneath.
He's a good compliment, but I don't think he's a good fit in Buffalo.
I think all he needs is a fresh start, honestly. Being here, being under Kirk, then Thielen had the shine, and Thielen was getting more of the touches because Diggs was getting the guy the safety over the top always. He was frustrated, and then he came here. Kurt not feeding him, the offensive playbook not running around passing was more because because Cook was taking the fuck off.
I think
off.
He would have been a killer Eagle,
I think he would have cleaned up in any NFC South team.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
Carolina would have been nasty.
Tampa, like, yeah,
he would have been if he would have gone to Carolina. He's wearing 89. He's the next Steve Smith. I mean, honestly, he's a little bigger, but he runs nasty shit. I mean, he's not a blocker like Steve Smith, but
out west too. Any team out west would
A 49ers would have been nice, but what, how do you not? Yeah, you trade him. AFC East was perfect. You're not gonna play him. You're gonna like he's away from you. You can't trade him NFC because if you see that guy in a game, he burns you. It's always bad.
I can't believe he went for what he went with after DeAndre Hopkins. If I'm the GM for Buffalo, I'm gonna be like, dude, we could have gotten DeAndre Hopkins for way less than that. What are you talking about? You won all those picks,
bro. Would you have traded Dalvin Cook for DeAndre Hopkins?
Hell no.
Yes.
Yeah. 1,000%.
He's a running back.
Minnesota's such a strong running team in general.
No, but you have Mackenzie Alexander. You have Boone. You go out and you pay CJ Ham $3 million a year. That motherfucker better have the ball in his hand.
Everybody knows a running team is as good as their offensive line. Okay, look at Mostert. Raheem Mostert did better than Dalvin Cook did last year.
I'll tell you this, though. If we would take Nuke, we would need somebody better than Kirk Cousins to throw him the ball. Come on, you have faith that Kirk Cousins will get Nuke the ball.
Who's Nuke?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know. Yeah, I think he could have. I think he 100% could have, yeah. Because he plays a different style of ball.
Give him the ball. It's not about giving these guys the ball. It's about making the right decisions in the fourth quarter, being able to stretch the fucking field when you need to get going.
But also, being able to... No,
then
Kirk
why
does.
Extend him
but
2
also,
years?
No, listen. You need a team that buys in. You don't need a guy who needs to have the ball. I think DeAndre Hopkins is a guy who knows he'll get his touches. But some games, you don't want to have to throw. If you are successfully running like we did against Atlanta in week one, that's okay. Kirk doesn't have to be that guy. If our run game is so fucking like that great that we don't have to fucking worry about it, why? Everybody in here, if you're in the middle of a game and you're telling me your team is scoring, taking the ball away from one of the best wide receiver and quarterback duos in the league, and you're telling me that that's not a solid game plan going forward, but Diggsy freaked the fuck out because they wanted to run against the Green Bay, and they were doing fine. We got our shit stomped that first fucking quarter, and we came back. because it wasn't involving Diggs got the first touchdown, I think. But he was still freaking the fuck out because it's like, dude, there's a game set that we have to follow by. Dude, like, you can't just change shit up because boom, out of nowhere, whatever.
The backstory on that is because him and Alexander, the cornerback, got into it in the offseason about seeing each other, playing each other twice a year.
That's
the first
fine.
Play, he scores on him. So now, fucking feed him. You gotta find a way to be a competitive team that can still feed your star receiver.
But no, you can't worry about that shit. That's why it's fucked. Angel, you know for a fact, you've played with them. As soon as motherfuckers start really bitching and being like that, it ruins the whole fucking thing. So don't
Adam
do it.
Adam Thielen and what gets you a top five pick?
What do you mean? Adam Thielen and what?
Because I trade Dalvin Cook for DeAndre Hopkins. Dalvin Cook and what, a second? What gets you, I trade Adam Thielen and whatever I had to go get a quarterback.
Oh, really?
For what he went for to
Kirk is good.
For what he went for to Arizona, you would only need to give him Dalvin Cook just to get DeAndre Hopkins.
It was a shitty deal. Don't forget.
Yeah, you had
Hopkins
to pay him.
Wants fucking like 15
20 mil
a
year.
Hopkins wants 20 mil a year next year.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says that very vocally in Houston, saying, I'm not going to bop, bop, bop. Then you're going to go, well, guess what? Either we're going to have to figure out how the hell we're going to pay our quarterback and our star receiver, or we go trade and get whatever we can now. The problem is Bill O'Brien fucking fucked up the deal and
took
whatever the fuck he took.
That's fine. So you draft a running back. You get rid of the Diggs money. You get rid of fucking the Cook money that Cook wants, which is 10 mil a year. So right there, you have money for Hopkins. Then you go draft your fucking whatever running back, and you just have a three running back with a fullback rotation. You got four dudes. You tell me you can't make an offense out of that as Gary Kubiak, who did that using nobodies when he won the fucking Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that is an offense. That is an offense that can work, and can structure, but cannot win a Super Bowl.
And there's a lot of guards. Fuck that.
They cannot win a Super Bowl.
How? That's what the 49ers were there. Who won? I can't even remember who won the Super Bowl. Oh, Chiefs. Even then, they're the one fucking exception right now where teams are airing it out.
That's how it's supposed to be now.
No, it's not.
You got to air it out.
Everyone said that about Sean McVay.
Look where Tom went.
Everybody said that about Sean McVay, and it was bullshit.
Look where Tom went to go get some weapons.
Yeah, that's because the Patriots weren't going to pay big fucking numbers to guys on the outside. They never do.
Tom wants to go somewhere with his
weapons. So Tom did. That's right. That's right. Everybody does that, though.
Exactly. Well, so look what happened to the Rams. So you're saying what happened to the Rams, right?
They were the offensive guru, and Sean McVay was a darling, and now they were fucking mediocre this year.
Exactly. So we're not now. Look what you're doing. You're talking about a coaching guru. And
I'm
this
talking
and that,
about
the offense.
No,
and
you're telling me this offense and all this
arthritic knee and all this. Bro, they fucked up. The Rams weren't there ready. The Patriots were ready to eat that.
No.
Because Bill Belichick is a fucking genius defensively. If you're gonna go into a game with coaching, Bill's always going to win.
No.
But if the Chiefs are going to go
against
Bill,
because he goes into every game coaching, Angel. He doesn't take a game off.
Yeah,
he gets beat.
Yeah. But it's
the same
reason.
This
is high-powered offenses that are fucking running fast.
He didn't have it with Tom Brady. He didn't win.
But he beat the Rams.
A couple years ago. I'm saying, you're saying Bill Belichick defense can for sure beat an offense like we're talking about with the Vikings having, which is bullshit.
Beat the Rams. Tom Brady did not beat the Rams. Bill Belichick did. Okay. Tom Brady performed awfully in that Super Bowl, and I don't want to hear anything else other than that. That was the shittiest fucking performance in all six of his win that he has won. That was the shittiest one. Come on now. Are we being serious? Bill Belichick won that Super Bowl.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. What did he do? What did he do?
Put him in timeout, Angel.
No, go ahead. No. I knew this was going to get to this point, so go ahead. Go ahead and explain this Patriots. This motherfucker's going crazy here. Go ahead. Jason will explain it to you.
Were you looking at that defense? Aaron Donald, won a game against the number one defense in the league with the best defensive line available with an offensive line where you can't name one person on it. Their best dude was a seventh round pick who they traded for after he got cut. what are you talking about? That was a everything they could from an over, like a defense that was quite frankly overpowering them the entire game. Tom Brady did what Tom Brady had to do, which is dink and dunk, play smart, and not lose the game.
And what did that give them? What did that give them?
I gave them ring number fucking six.
Thank you.
are we being serious?
Come on, man. What do you mean the worst?
The ring is about as serious as it gets.
No, that's it, dude. Right. Fuck your stats. Fuck whatever you're talking about. As long as you put a ring on your finger, that's not all that matters.
Okay, I get that. That's cool. But are we not going to say that was the worst performance of all six? Are we not going to say that? Is that not agreeable?
In terms of what?
Right, what are we talking about? He got a ring out of it.
You're talking about you're talking about his worst performance in the best thing in the best game that you can win?
No.
What you're saying.
His worst performance are the games that he didn't are the games that he didn't close it off in the Super Bowl, and those are the like fucking those are some good games, but like the thing is like he won it. Like you can't really dog on the dude. Like if he played like ass like Cam Newton did in the Super Bowl and they won, that's a different story. Not getting your fumble, fucking just way overthrowing dudes and shit, like that's something you can talk about. To have what Jay's saying is where he game managed, because that's what team the Patriots were, and even if they weren't, they're going into that game with that aspect because that's how they are going to win. See, that's the that's a good game right there. That's a good team. And now granted, they get beat. They get beat. They didn't win this year. I get you.
That's like saying Tom Brady ain't shit because when they beat the Seahawks, Tom Brady didn't complete many passes downfield. Yeah, because the defense was going to give him that. So you take the dink and dunk, he has an average yards per pass of like 2 yards, and then it's a lot of yards after catch. Yeah, you win one game. You play the opponent.
And Russ had a chance to win it at the end and threw a pick. So,
against the Eagles, he's going to throw for 450 yards. You're not going to do that against
him. It is Carroll's play call, yes, but that's as far as his blame goes. Russell can check out of that play, can not throw that pass, can do multiple things there. So Russell made that mistake. Pete made the mistake. Russell made the mistake. Tom don't make those mistakes.
Now, just to bring it all together,
Patrick Mahomes won't make those mistakes.
That team doesn't win every year because that gets beat, right? The Patriots do get beat every once in a while.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is that they go into games and they'll dink and dunk and they'll do whatever they have to do to win. But when the Vikings do it, it's something different and they barely made it and they just won and the next year, you know, whatever.
But they haven't.
But they did. And they had guys bitching about it. What I'm saying is that every year the Patriots don't win. They have a different formula than everybody else. I'm saying the Vikings are trying to create their own. They went from being a flashy, they're trying to slow things down. Give Kirk as little options that you have to fuck up as possible, but to make as many big plays as you can. Hence the rollout, hence get into space, take advantage of a weak offensive line. If they get it to where they get it tuned up right and they're fucking rolling, you don't know what the fuck happens. They might beat a Patriots defense, but it usually doesn't happen because the Patriots are that fucking good. They do that to everybody. But the Vikings are getting into that point where they're rolling and they're trying to get a system set up. They haven't had the same offensive coordinator for the last 5 years.
That's shitty.
So they're trying to get shit rolling and get shit into a sequence where, yeah, every year you expect that we are going to run the fuck out of the ball. Is it worth $10 million to pay a running back for that? I don't know, man. What do you guys think? Does Dalvin get paid $10 million a year?
No.
I think he does. I don't think he should.
That's the problem. Minnesota falls into this
just buying time. Into yeah that they fall in love with a guy.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Because it's lowly us. We never get the star guy, and when we do, they want too much money, and we over like fuck that. Go draft another guy, and he'll be another Dalvin Cook. Because Dalvin Cook came in the second round. You can find these guys. Mackenzie Alexander, who fills in perfectly for Dalvin Cook, was a third round guy, not even a speed guy.
How long has Ziggy Wolf lived in Minnesota? Because this got to be a Minnesota nice thing.
I'm coming back to like, you want a good running game? Draft really good offensive line.
Yeah, true.
That's fact.
Okay, and we got rid of Josh Klein, who was a solid guard because nobody really heard about him this year. Good thing, right? And our Pat Elf line fucking sucked. So I don't know where the Vikings are going with an O-line. Jay's exactly right, because we're going to have to draft at least two guys for each of our fucking guards. And then, I mean, we have an all-pro in the making right tackle. Brian O'Neill is a fucking stud. And then your left tackle is questionable. So
go get Calvin Beckham.
Go get
a
guy.
He's a free agent tackle. Go get him.
Guards and tackles are being let go everywhere. How are we not paying?
Watch them draft some LSU like defensive end first overall, or like with their first round pick.
No, we're gonna get a Diplett from fucking LSU. That's what we're looking at. A safety.
Oh,
that's what we're looking at.
Oh, right, I did see something that said we're looking at Quinnen Nelson. That they want a first round. Would you give up Anthony Harris in a first round for Quinnen Nelson, the guard, who fucking bulldozers people over for the
Colts? For the Colts?
Yeah.
Yes.
First round, dude, and Anthony Harris?
There is zero chance the Colts are going to do that with Phillip Rivers at quarterback.
Bro, I saw that first round in Anthony Harris. That shores up a defensive spot for them and gives them availability to go get a guard in the first round.
That'll be money.
And you don't have to pay your guy. That's the thing, is he's going to want money, which is fine. Pay that motherfucker now.
Dude. Quinnen Nelson is, like, legitimately a Hall of Famer already.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
But
so trade Anthony Harris and get your offensive line. Then after that, you have two picks. You go get a safety. You go get another guard in the draft. And you get two first-rounders. You go get your safety. You go get your guard. You already traded for that. Your offensive line is now starting to be put together.
Tony Bell.
You don't have to pay Cook.
Tony Bell was talking about it, and that means it's got some leverage. There's somebody saying something.
I'm telling you, man. You get that offensive line ready. You get that offensive line good. You don't have to pay Cooks. You go get a young QB this draft. Second round, go get Hurts. Go get fucking fourth rounder guy. Go get a quarterback that you did your homework on.
Guy out of Washington State.
That you did your homework on.
And they won't go. They do this every year. The Vikings are one of the most deceptive teams that they won't even show interest in you, and they'll do every homework on you on the outside and then draft you first round.
And then draft you. It's fucking crazy. That's what we need to do.
That's like Bill Belichick staying away and like going to Buffalo and coaching up a linebacker that he liked.
Yeah.
During whatever it was, and it was like, holy fuck, man, like that's why that guy's win.
See the fucking genius, the fucking artwork and Bill's fucking linebacker out in the middle of fucking nowhere in the rain. Like, yeah, go ahead and run this three cone real quick. I like it. I'm not gonna draft you.
If you gotta use that for the next 2 months, why the fuck you bringing it everywhere you go?
I'm not gonna fucking draft you. I'm not gonna draft you, but I'm definitely gonna fucking put you on my offensive line. You're gonna make a whole bunch of money and all this other shit. You're going to make $1.5 million. It's a whole bunch of money, guy.
Jay, we said the one thing about this, us getting a new fucking, we upgraded on the programming here, is that the recording runs nonstop now. No more hour quit, get back into it, breaks, and all shit.
Oh, shit.
Flow a little nicer.
Just going.
Right? But, Angel, what do you got on your board here, man? Let's get something going.
So we talked about Diggs going to the Bills. David Johnson not doing shit for the Texans. Oh, yeah, we have to break down another fucking J team. Of course. What do the Browns do?
Oh.
First off, can I just say off the top, but let's just cap this Tom Brady thing. I hope he wins the Super Bowl. Like, I hope nothing but the best. I'm gonna have a real hard time depending on like what happens with this uniform redesign rocking any Bucks gear though.
Did he buy that hat?
No, I saw that at Walmart. I was looking for cleaning supplies for work because I have to buy my own apparently, and I saw it. I'm like, God, I can't do it. I'm praying they get a new logo because I think their uniforms and their logo just sucks.
Yeah. That it's a rough look, man. I might bring out my Tampa Bay logo, or I might go get that jersey though from my fucking nephew, even though it's a little tiny. But that old school Bucks look was not bad. I don't know, man. I mean, it just looks weird because it's Tom Brady. You want to see the blue and the fucking gray and the red. And it's that's a fucking tough one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was thinking like. Teams like I wouldn't mind him. Like I don't think he would look that weird in. Yeah, the Bucks were not on that fucking list. That's for sure. Like I never thought. Like in a million years. Like a on paper it makes sense. I just never would have put it together.
How long do you think that was together, though? How many, like, did you truly think, like, Tampa was like, hey, so,
apparently since the middle of last season.
When?
They like, thought that he would be available, and they were just prepping for it since the middle of the season. Like, they were never going to pay Jameis.
Jesus.
But did you see Jameis calling his Super Bowl shot?
He'll see him in the Super Bowl?
He said, yeah, he said, I'll see you. Tampa Bay, I'll see you in February next year in the Super Bowl.
That's
like he's going to be coming back, whatever team he's playing for is going to be the Super Bowl quarterback.
Dude, what is Marcus Mariota's contract?
Raiders didn't even offer Brady, by the way.
Really? Crazy. Dude, it's still not out yet. And that's one of the things that Angel, I can tell you what's going to happen with Derek Carr as soon as I know what the contract is for Mariota.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's Case Keenum numbers, let's start here, because it even worked into your Browns thing.
Yep.
Case Keenum is the backup quarterback for the Browns.
And I was gonna break in
at 18 mil.
That's heavy,
Jay.
Dude, he's gonna pay more than Baker.
And he
is that per season?
Three seasons. And he's with Kevin Stefanski.
Where he had major success with.
Major success, and he was a quarterback's coach. So you tell me he's the same size as Baker, but he succeeded in a Kevin Stefanski offense with fucking weapons, with the backing that he's getting money for whoever the fuck he deems worthy to come onto that team. Let's say they say fuck it. What if, and this was another thing that I've seen in the rumor mill, Jarvis Landry comes to the Vikings in trade for a round draft pick somewhere, a third, fourth, and you give away Anthony Harris. Maybe a fifth. Do you give up Anthony Harris in a fifth or even into a second for Jarvis Landry right now?
Dude, I think they give up OBJ before they give up Landry.
Really? Would you take...
Landry has consistently performed in Cleveland.
Yeah, and he's not a head case.
Yeah.
He's way cheaper, too.
So, I mean, do you think that Baker is because it's a new head coach and maybe Stefanski wasn't a fan, do you think that he brought this quarterback in for insurance and this is kind of a Baker, hey, man, I'm not your guy, so show me what you got or I'm playing my guy.
So, okay, first off, Case Keenum's contract is only worth 25 mil guaranteed. The rest are all, like, incentives. So I'm assuming that's, like, if you start.
Yeah, which is not good. Which is not good when you have a franchise quarterback already.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I think they need Baker to be successful. And I think they're overpaying him a little bit. One, because Baker's so cheap. And two, because... And again, I don't know this for sure, but I think that they're going to him being like, look, we're going to pay you more because we need you to actually jump into, like, a mentorship role. We need you to, like, because everybody else Baker's had, like, the only, like, true mentor he's had was, like, Drew Stanton.
Yeah, that's
like,
not good.
Say what you will, Tyrod Taylor was not, like, telling Baker, ah, no, you're hitching in your backdrop. You should fix that kind of shit.
Right.
Like, I think it's more of a, like, you're the exact same player, like Case Keenum, like, you are the floor of what we need Baker Mayfield to be. Like, we need you to, like, be taking that mentorship role. Baker also, like, takes risks, so, like, they're paying Case Keenum a little bit more because there's probably interest and there's a chance he will have to play a little. Like, Baker was banged up all year last year.
Right on. So, Angel, and I'll start doing some research here. Let's go through and look at some other backup quarterbacks that have signed. Like, Sean Mannion is back with the Vikings, which is fucking nothing. I thought the Lions had a fucking,
Do they keep Stafford now? Or are they going to try to trade him?
Well, that's what I kind of want to see here. Oh, the Lions got Chase Daniels.
Yeah, but they released Kyle Slaughter, too.
Oh, there you go. See, I hope the Vikings bring Slaughter back. That'd be a nice pickup. I think you can. I don't think Arizona. Maybe Arizona takes him back up, but I think he'll be on a roster for sure.
Dude, the Packers getting Christian Kirksey is fucking dope, too.
That's a good signing for them.
Get that defense even better than it was last year.
Alright, I'm hold on here. 2020 free agents tracker, here we go.
Breaking news. Reported 45 minutes ago, Odell Beckham entered the trading block.
Ooh, Jay's off for that one. Hold on, bring that one back up. Alright, here we go. Colt McCoy is back with
49.
With the Red 49ers
are discussing.
Nice. Hey Jay, we just got some good news, bruh.
Breaking news. Oh wait, hold on. Let his mic go back.
Hurry up, Jay. Breaking news.
Hey Jay, breaking news.
Odell Beckham. My nuggets for doing.
Odell Beckham has just entered the trading block, and 49ers is the first team discussing.
I mean, checks out. I'm sure that'd be great for both squads, but I don't know. I still think he's making too much. Like, he's making a lot of money, but San Francisco did just not even bother tendering Emmanuel Sanders.
Right. So far we have Teddy Bridgewater going to Carolina, and then the backup will be Kyle Allen and Greer. I don't know who Tampa Bay's backup is right now, actually. But Philip Rivers and fucking what's the dude who's there already? Brissett's gonna fucking sit. Chase Daniels is going to Detroit for $13 million. What else was it? Jeff Driscoll's also going to Denver. So there's not a whole lot of backup comparisons to this, but I mean, I don't know, man. Like we said, we're kind of waiting on the Mariota contract to be able to tell where, you know, if they're gonna move on or if it's gonna be a high stakes, you know, run into the off season or into the training camp to see who's gonna be the quarterback. So
Tampa Bay's backup is Ryan Griffin, by the way.
Yeah, he's not so playing.
Who the fuck? Where the fuck is Jameis Winston going?
Chargers. We've talked about this. And no, Jameis Winston. Like, I've heard that Jameis Winston would be smart to go to Pittsburgh.
That's smart. What are the Patriots gonna end up with?
Stidham. I still think Stidham and Dalton, dude. I think they're gonna give a fourth round pick for Dalton if nobody else wants him. I think Dalton doesn't carry a big enough fucking game to disrupt if Stidham is your guy, but he's got enough credential to be like, okay, we understand why we need to put him in.
Is Stidham the guy? Like, he's like,
they like him.
The one guy, the one thing they have together, or the one thing that's similar to Tom Brady is the.
I don't know if
wanting
it's,
to win.
I don't know if
needing
it's
needing to win or whatever it was.
Jay, what's your prognosis on Stidham?
I liked him. He does make rookie mistakes though.
Right.
Well, so if you're going with Stidham, I think you're at least tanking a season a little bit.
So he's an Auburn kid. I didn't know that.
Yeah, throws a really good ball. Did really well at the Senior Bowl. I watched him a little bit. I think he's got potential. A lot of people do draw the, like, Brady comparisons, like, early Brady. Again, we'll see. He looked really good in a couple preseason games. Then he, every time he came into, like, garbage time of game, he just sucked.
Oh, gotcha.
There's nothing in there.
This is great podcasting.
No, it's just.
Are you guys playing with a fish tank? What's going on? I hear bubbles.
Yeah, Bob has a new fish called Bluey, and a new hamster called What the Fuck, and a dog that's still here called Nova.
The hamster's a real thing. Sage went out and got a hamster. Just more mouths to feed during this apocalypse.
Jesus.
Fuck you, man. Hey, can you keep some content going? I try to talk when you're quiet.
No.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Way more entertaining.
Alright, so hold on. I got Stidham here. Cause I'm busy now.
We got Stidham.
50 Shades. Bitch.
He signed up. You're not a sports guy.
Stidham signed a 4-year deal, $3.5 million. Who's your team? Yeah, he didn't get shit. That's right. He's a
I'm a Carolina Panther.
Ew.
If you want my team.
That's gross.
4-8-1's not bad. He's a little mobile. He'll be moving in the pocket.
Deceptively so.
That's what I ran, a 4-8-1. And I'm 6'2 3/8". I could be Jared Stidham.
Take your ass to fucking New England.
You could probably throw
sit
that
out, ball. Sit outside the fucking... No, I bet you can beat my arm. My arm's done. It's washed out. Although, we could go to that Ramsey practice if you ever want to.
What is that?
Dude, I don't know. They got bitched out the other day. Some mom wrote into the program or wrote Dwayne and said, saying, like, it was this mean fucking email about how dare you with this crisis going on. She'd be writing the governor and, like, the local news and shit. And I was like, dude, that would be the best thing for this team.
Yeah.
Get some free pub. Thank you, lady. Like, I'd give her, like, 1,000 cupcakes.
1,000 cupcakes?
Thank you, ma'am. No, alright, so you got Stidham going as backup. I mean, I'm, you know, Pittsburgh is just what I've heard would be a smart idea. Because all I do is listen to sports radio. Chargers wouldn't be a bad idea, but I think they're going in with Tyrod Taylor saying, I think they can win. Maybe go draft your guy. They like Easton from NDSU. That was a fourth-round quarterback pick last year. Fastest quarterback in the draft. He's a winner. Guys, I don't know if he's got a live arm that he's, you know, good with, but you could run him a little bit. Maybe switch him in at Wildcat for every couple series. You know, maybe he goes somewhere like the Jets, but I don't know if that's a lot of pressure or not. Behind their boy.
Darnold?
Maybe the Chiefs, just because he could be a cheap option and learn under Andy Reid and thrive in a quarterback system. I mean, who knows, man? He could go anywhere. That's the thing with backups is you can go to Denver. You can fucking, you know, you can go anywhere you fucking want.
The Chiefs are just fine.
I know, but...
I think it's going to be interesting to see how long it takes for some of these guys to, like, accept the fact that you are now a backup quarterback.
Right.
Especially like, Cam.
I feel like a lot of these guys, like, I don't know, if I'm Andy Dalton or, like, Jameis Winston, I'm trying to get to Indy. Great O-line, and I think Phil Rivers sucks.
And he might get hurt, but also they already have Brissett, so they're done.
Yeah, unless they're not looking for a quarterback.
But potentially, Brissett's on the block.
Right. He could go somewhere, too.
He'll be another guy in the fucking limbo. Where the fuck?
Nah, he'd be a starter somewhere. Like, if you trade for Brissett, he's going to be your starting quarterback. Like, I could see him going to the Chargers.
And maybe. I don't think the Steelers are going to make any moves on any of these guys because they still believe in fucking Big Ben.
Dude, what the fuck did I see here? The only guy worse than Jameis Winston per throwing attempt per interception was who's their backup for the Buck or for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Mason Rudolph. He was the one worse quarterback for attempts to interception ratio than Jameis Winston.
Fucking racist.
So
here's a question. Speaking of racist, if you're looking at Cam Newton, are you looking at him to be your starter?
I think you have to with his contract that comes with him.
I think so.
I mean, where, like, I could see him getting drafted or getting traded to Arizona or something, but I don't know, man. Like, as soon as you see Kyler compared to Cam, you'd be like, Jesus fuck, what did we do? You know, like, it looked like Cam would eat Kyler Murray. Cam's 6'6", dude.
Cam's 6'6", like 250.
Yeah.
Kyler's like 5'9", 165, yeah, man. Maybe. He's soaking
five,
wet, no, 180.
He's 5'10", 210.
It is, I think that is an issue that you're looking at. That was a good point, Bob, where, like, a lot of these, like, question mark guys, they're carrying big contracts. Like, Dalton, big contract. Cam, big contract.
So, why don't Carolina cut him?
They're thinking about it. I think that'd be a last-ditch effort. They don't want Cam carrying into the season with Teddy.
Plus, you have two other quarterbacks that you got to test a flyer on and give them a chance to battle it out. Because Kyle Allen played decent enough.
You have a fucking you have a nasty fleet. Quarterback battle.
Yeah, you have a fleet, man.
Especially if you keep Cam in there. Ew.
Yeah.
Cam, Teddy, that's too much. Allen, that's too many cooks. And Will?
Too many cooks with too many playing experience. Too much playing experience. Too many guys have succeeded. Teddy's got to walk in knowing starter or not.
And you paid him starter money, though.
Yeah, you paid him starter money, but okay. Cam's also being paid starter money, so
go.
Right.
So, this might be a lot of work right now, but since we've got Adair just on his phone doing nothing, can we get, like, the top 15 picks in the draft and, like, look at their quarterbacks? Who's going to draft who where? Because outside of Burrow to Cincinnati, like, there are some good quarterbacks. Like, if you're Miami right now, are you trying to take a Tua and take, like, a Cam Newton?
Yeah, you could. Like, that's where you'd have
Josh Rosen's on the block, potentially. I've heard Josh Rosen of the Patriots.
Or you just release him. I mean, he wouldn't cost that much.
Can you please give Josh Rosen, like, a fair chance to, like, hit the free agent market and choose where he wants to go?
He seems like a Patriot.
He does.
Stop being racist, Angel.
Why am I racist?
Hey, because you're trying to get a white guy a chance, but Cam Newton can't get a job?
Cam Newton, he has a job. He still has a job.
I was fucking with you.
Wait till next week when he's cut. Hey, come on, Josh, man. You're the black quarterback. Can we play a game?
Let's go around the circle.
I just had to say that because I'm going to be a little bit racist now. Josh Rosen is also Jewish, and so is Robert Kraft. The Patriots organization as a whole is generally very Jewish.
He's not wrong.
Hey,
do you think
Winston could go to the Green Bay Packers?
Here's the thing. I think because of the whole E to W thing, Jameis Winston kind of gets a rap for being kind of stupid. And I think in Matt LaFleur's offense, you need someone that's a little bit smarter, but I've never also, like, been in a room with Jameis.
He seems like he'd be fucking, like,
who knows? Jameis Winston might start over Tom Brady.
No.
He stole crab legs and he got LASIK. LASIK Winston, sorry.
Does your obstructive sleep apnea have you?
Come on, man.
God damn it, Angel.
They're not a sponsor of ours, I'm sorry.
They got him fixing his eyes just to fucking get him on the bench. That's fucked up.
Not even on the bench, bro. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a job. He is literally at home.
Quarantine. He said goodbye, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, he's saying goodbye. I don't know why he's saying goodbye.
Did they just not pick up his option?
Yeah.
Because he was a fifth-year guy?
Like, nah, thanks, bro. Appreciate it. So, you got Cincinnati picking up Joe Burrow, and he's going to automatically start. You got Washington. You got Detroit at number 3. You got New York at number 4. Miami at number 5. Chargers 6. Carolina 7. Arizona 8. Jacksonville 9. Browns 10.
So, of that, Bengals are totally taking a quarterback.
Probably Burrow.
From what I'm hearing, like, almost definitely Burrow. You've got the ones I heard that stick out. Do you think Washington gets a quarterback?
With Haskins, maybe, because it's not the same guy who came in, you know, who drafted him, so.
I mean, Rivera, yeah.
Also, that was one we didn't talk about, Cam going to the Redskins.
I see that happening too.
That could happen. They have the ability to take on that contract. Their rookie quarterback isn't going to take on much. They're both very similar in body size, 6'5", 6'6". Haskins can run a little bit. I mean, you could learn a lot from Cam, how to succeed at young, what not to do to your fucking body. But
is he going to be that guy to train the young guy?
I don't think he likes it, but I also think he knows he can come in and play right away. You know, if you're talking to anybody, even if you have to make a contract, whatever, you say fuck it, and you take a little bit and say, let me get incentives and say, fuck you, I'm starting. You know, they've got some wide receivers, they've got AP, they've got Gucci, might go into the draft and get somebody, who knows, man, the Redskins is a good option for them, but.
LA Chargers currently don't have a quarterback at all on the roster, do they?
Taylor. We were just saying, Tyrod Taylor and Easton, he's a quarterback at NDSU, fourth-round pick. I'm looking right here, dude. This is a mock round out of a nobody. But as of a couple days ago, Joe Burrow at the number one with the projected trade to the Dolphins. Dolphins trade up and get Joe Burrow, leaving the Bengals with like a Justin Herbert kind of player. And Tua, I'm looking at Tua and I'm thinking Tua Tagovailoa. He's a cool dude. Traded to the Chargers, so the Chargers would get Tua Tagovailoa, and it's saying that where are the Chargers then? So Jeff Aduka, so a cornerback. Which would make more sense.
Yeah,
Chargers with Tua. Huh. Tyrod's the right-handed, he's a little smaller. That's not bad. I'm not mad at it.
That's the one downside though, is you need to potentially have a lot of extra options in your playbook for a lefty and a righty.
Right. And the differences is going to suck too, because the rollouts are going to be completely to the other side. Joe Burrow going to the Dolphins. I mean, there's a lot of there's a good old feel for him going back to the state of Ohio and running quarterback there as Ohio State shipped him out. But I don't know, man. I didn't think about Joe Burrow going to the Dolphins, but we're all saying it's a pretty good setup. I mean, Rosen then is gone.
Yeah, I mean, more importantly, like with the Dolphins, I think Brian Flores is a really good coach, and I don't know about Zach Taylor.
Yeah.
Like, and the Dolphins, when they ditched all their good players, they did it for draft capital, whereas Cincinnati just keeps not re-signing people and not trading for people. And letting all their good players walk to other teams.
Yeah. It's, and that's usually meaning like they don't have really a whole lot of faith in coming back. So,
franchise tag AJ Green, and he does not want to be franchise tagged.
Right. Yeah,
he wants to be out so bad.
But who knows? That could also be kind of the Anthony Harris thing where they're trying to trade him off as well, you know? Yeah. I mean, if they trade AJ Green, that completely redoes their offseason. That's a fucking move for a while. Because you're getting a first for AJ Green. There's no way you wouldn't. If you're the Vikings, do you trade him Anthony Harris in a first round? Or, I mean...
You need offensive line.
You need offensive line? I mean, you still can get an offensive line.
I think if you move Anthony Harris, it should be for an offensive lineman.
AJ Green is a hell of a fucking wide receiver to add to Adam Thielen. Adam
Thielen, and you get a rookie. This is a very deep receiver draft. Go get a young guy.
You can't. Okay, I'm Jay. You're gonna love this, and I know you loved it in the chat. If you're the Vikings, you can't go into the season with Adam Thielen as your number one guy.
No.
I need somebody to take pressure off of him because he can't thrive.
No, you just traded your guy away.
No, he wasn't your guy.
Knowing that Thielen was here. No, so pay Thielen number one money.
He is number one money.
So
he's getting number one money. That's the biggest fucking issue, is because they paid him number one money.
No, but there's a difference between being a top receiver and being a number one receiver. There's a difference. Yeah. You can thrive in the slot and not be able to go on the outside and play somebody if you have to. But go on, Jay.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. None of this would happen if the Vikings weren't trying to win in the Star Tribune. The Vikings paid Adam Thielen when they did not have to, so that they could take care of the local boy, keep Adam Thielen, sell jerseys, whatever. That doesn't happen for the Patriots. Like, you're making $3 million a year. I'm not going to triple your salary just because you're outperforming your contract.
Right.
Like, you do that, like, they paid Adam Thielen an extra really good tackle money.
Did he get hurt this year after he got paid?
Yeah, Thielen got hurt.
Exactly. You don't pay him that next year. He's not even looking at money. He's not even gonna ask for anything.
Nah, man.
He's gonna sit there and go, "Okay, Diggs is gone. I gotta work this year to earn that money that he already got."
I have no problem saying that Thielen is a poor man's Diggs, because he runs very good routes.
Yes.
He catches very dirty balls.
Yes.
He can't excel being the top target, so he needs somebody on the outside. Now, this is where the Vikings should take that third-round pick and go trade for a Mike Williams of the Chargers. a big 6'5" body that the Vikings have been begging for years. We've always heard we just need a big goal line guy. And Treadwell somehow out of nowhere being only good at small short routes, he still couldn't even thrive in the goal line yardage. So you tell me where we don't need somebody just big on the outside that can run, you know, like an AJ fucking Green. That sets our offense up.
No, I'm just going to say this. I think the Bengals know that AJ Green is their only asset, and he's like the only thing that would basically keep Joe Burrow from actively saying like, hey, I don't fucking want to come there. And I think they know that, so they're asking for probably more than the Vikings got for Diggs for AJ Green.
And he's
coming off an injury, and he's a different type of receiver.
He's older. Yeah.
Okay. He's older. So,
he fits here. A guy that might not be that guy that we're going to overpay to maybe be that guy, and then he comes here and he's not that
and
guy.
And you can trade a player's contract, so there you go for money. First off, if you keep Anthony Harris, you're paying him $11 million this year. They don't want to do that. And they're not going to shortchange him and go, hey, we'll pay you at the end of the contract, because they'll just cut him before that. So, and he's not in that position to have to, you know, like, he's not going to take a fucking shitty contract. He's going to make them pay him the $11 million. They're not going to keep Anthony Harris. So what they're going to do is they got to trade him off and get somebody to replace that contract if you're going to even do it, because that's a big load of money. You can take that if AJ costs $10 million this year. But he's franchise tag, so you have to pay him 25. What?
The offensive line.
You can draft that, though.
You're saying you're willing to pay Cook $10 million.
No, I'm not. I'm saying, that's where I'm saying your money for AJ Green comes from, is from not paying Anthony Harris $11 million and then giving Cook a contract similar. He's not going to take shortchange money. He wants it up front.
Okay, so what was the, I think, what I'm thinking is, they let go a lot of defensive pieces. A lot of pieces that was paid a lot.
Pierce comes on. He's good.
Griffin's not coming back. Layball's not coming back. Xavier's not coming back.
Weatherly's not coming back.
You're figuring out what you're going to do with Harris. He's 100 probably not going to come back.
Yeah, two cornerbacks.
There's rumors of Harris not coming back.
But you also have cheap guys who have been in your system who are ready to take over. Maybe that's what you run with.
It's time to pay off his line.
Yeah, but you also have cornerbacks.
Go get Peters. Go get Peters. He's 38. Go get Peters. Be a veteran guy for a rookie that you bring in and then he's molding the other guy too. Bring him in.
What if they're happy with Drew Samia? You have to understand too is the Patriots also have guys that they don't play for a year or they don't play for a couple of years, and then they excel because they know they're ready. How do you know that they're not, like, they've had draft picks in the third and second rounds and the fourth rounds of Drew Samia and there's Rashad Hill, who's been a swing guy who comes in and plays well. They might understand that in-house they have the best depth that's going to work for them because they've seen them in-game in their offense.
They got hurt a lot, too, though.
There was offensive line that got hurt, but not Rashad Hill.
No.
Rashad Hill came in for injury, so you replace him. O'Neal got hurt. It happens. He's not the first guy. Bradberry figures it out and puts some fucking weight on with some strength. You figure out your guard. Maybe that's where you put your big 300-something fucking pound guard, Drew Samia, who's like 6'8", bro. He's fucking huge. Who knows, man? Maybe you have it in-house and you can go do kind of weird shit, but they're not picking up anybody, and who knows why. Maybe they're trying to get an offensive lineman on the cheap. You know, they have to do something, and they can address it now. Small $3 million, you know, a year deals and shit like that. That's out there, but what are you going to get for it? You know, like,
your top free agents right now, you got Clowney, but we don't need that. We're not going to pay him $16 million. That's what he's looking for. We're not going to pay that. You got Robbie Anderson. He's a big guy, fast guy. He could stretch on the outside. You could pay him.
From the Jets.
Jerry Jeudy.
Oh, Jay, what do you know about Jerry Jeudy from Alabama?
I like him from what I've seen. Like, this receiver draft is so hard for me to kind of dummy down because everybody's so good. Like, I have no idea who's going to be, like, the best guy out of this draft. Like, I really like C.D. Lamb. I think C.D. Lamb's a really great route runner. Like, there are just a lot of people that I could be like, oh, yeah, how did nobody pick him? This is going to be one where, like, I don't think the first receiver drafted is going to be the best one.
Right. Well, so I pulled up Jerry Jeudy highlights right now, only because he's going to the Raiders in a projected mock draft. And
why not get a fast guy that could blow fucking?
Bro, look at this guy. He just caught a bubble and see you. Bye.
So you're gonna trade up for him?
No, I'm saying they didn't trade up for him. He got him at 12.
Vikings.
No, I'm not saying for the Vikings.
We gotta get a guy like that.
Maybe. Speed okay,
guy.
Maybe.
Not a big guy.
No,
speed
no,
guy.
Look, he's tall. He's a big tall guy, but I'm talking about. First off, also wanted to say the tight ends for the Raiders here, boys. How about the kid that was like all drugged up and now he's solid? Who is that guy?
Darren Waller.
So you have Darren Waller, Jason Witten. They just signed another athletic tight end. And they had somebody else, too, I know they liked the year before. So what is with a John Gruden offense about to have five athletic tight end builds? Like, what kind of crazy fucking offense is that going to be?
Dude, don't the Bears have eight tight ends signed right now?
Yeah, they have eight tight ends signed.
No shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, they got that guys. Dude from the Eagles, right? Ertz or whatever, not Ertz.
Goat or whatever.
No. He can't. After the Super Bowl with the Eagles, he got paid a ton of money.
Trey Burton.
Yeah, Trey Burton. There you go. Yeah.
Trey Burton. Jimmy Graham.
Oh, Jimmy Graham too. Fuck.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham. They have like another fucking six guys that are just like, who the fuck are these guys?
Jerry Jeudy. Where's the big fucking wide receiver in the draft? I like talking about this now. I can't fucking see.
Winston's a free agent. Jason Peters is a free agent.
Give me a big body wide receiver, Angel.
I don't fucking know.
NFL draft.
Rashad Perriman.
Say something smart.
Say something smart about what?
I don't know.
We're talking big body receivers? I don't know. I mean, it's really interesting because doesn't Keenan Allen need to get paid?
Yeah, Keenan Allen for the Chargers. I'm sure. Well, he's got a deal, but I'm sure everybody re-ups their 5-year deal every 2 years.
Devin Funchess need a.
I just saw that he was retweeting a bunch of stuff where they were talking about after Cowboys got paid, Cowboys receiver.
Okay. Cool. All right. Yo, T. Higgins, fourth wide receiver on this dude's draft board, 6'4", 216. I'd take that. Dude out of Colorado is 227 at 6'1". That's not terrible.
That dude's a little injury risk though. I think he was hurt a lot.
Right on. Denzel Mims out of Baylor, 6'3", 207. Not terrible. Knowing the Vikings, we get a guy like Jalen Reagor, who's fucking 5'11", 206.
Michael Pittman Jr. from USC, I've seen that guy play.
Yeah, Michael Pittman, he's stellar.
If that's the big guy you want to come in here, okay.
Tyler Johnson of the Minnesota Gophers, who could be a second, third-round pick.
Yeah, what do you think? Go get your safety. Go get your offensive line.
Yeah, yeah.
One.
So I'm
then
saying,
you go get him too.
Right. So a big body receiver, because Adam Thielen's about what, 6 foot?
6'1", isn't he?
Is he 6'1"?
Yeah.
Okay, so you add another, but he's a bigger guy, a little bit slower off the step. Do you think Tyler Johnson could play here?
Yeah.
But as Jay says, is that a Star Tribune move?
Of course.
Local kid, Minneapolis, fucking all that bullshit.
You're not gonna win with that. But it's going to be good enough to make the offense work well for a while. Make
what
it seem like a good pick.
Chase Claypool, 6'4", 238. See, I'm liking this. And you're down into 82s. This is third, fourth round pick right here.
Claypool, yeah, he has a backstory and yada, yada, yada. He killed it in the combine. Absolutely killed it in the combine. But people that kill in the combine sometimes don't show out.
Right, but so, I mean, you take your chances too.
Yeah, another, absolutely. You have to take your chances.
Look
kids.
At
that's
this right here,
is.
Colin Johnson. See, a 139. Go out and take your fucking chance on a 6'6", 222 kid. Go fucking take it. Why not? 6'6" still runs the NFL.
From
he can
Texas.
Get a beat off the
video.
Step.
From Texas. Too.
From Texas. Right. Hey man.
You need to replace Rudolph as a red zone threat. So I'd be all in favor of the Vikings taking a guy who can play inside and outside and has a big body.
Right. Right. So right here we're looking at it. He's deep ball up, plays a good deep ball, back shoulder. No, man, you can keep your hands up. Nice little fake on the inside. I mean, the one problem I hate about college is that some of these routes are good over-the-shoulder hands, keeps his body up. That's a good way to go.
Stays in bounds, sir.
Okay. Hey, man, I'm saying, you know, these are late-round guys who, because of the size, you can teach them to play wide receiver. You can't teach Adam Thielen to be 6'6", you know? But he plays big. I mean, it looks like he's got some shifty moves. Tell me a guy like this doesn't look like he can compliment Adam Thielen.
He can make the fastest. He can be one of the fastest tight ends. He can make a great tight end.
Bro, just because you're 6'6 doesn't mean you have to be a tight end. No. He doesn't have the body type. Look how skinny he is. Block nobody. Jay, you need to look at this fucking motherfucker.
Yeah, Megatron was a great tight end.
Yeah, you should. Colin Johnson, man. Hey, see? Look, we're learning stuff. I'm a big fan.
Well, we'll see what happens here.
Wins contested catches. What did we just miss? What did we just fucking miss and we need? Size and contested catches.
What do we need? A brand new fucking quarterback.
Ability to separate is his weakness and it's one.
That's all right, though. So the one thing that he's not good about separating is he makes up for catching it with somebody on him.
So what that means is Kurt needs a little more time. That means mobility. Kurt ain't mobile.
Oh, Kurt's mobile.
No, he's not.
Or better off defensive line.
No, okay, you like Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah,
you're a big fan of Jalen Ramsey, right?
No, I'm not a fan of Jalen.
Why?
Corner?
Yeah.
The defensive back?
Yeah. I'm saying he's an all pro fucking. He's an all pro corner. Dude's not nasty as fuck.
Not for St. Louis or not for LA right now.
You don't know that. Now give him a little bit of time.
Oh well.
But is Jalen Ramsey? But
He's about to be
paying.
LA was not a good move for his pocket.
Well, no. Right.
No, not.
They're very liberal. Take his money. but no man. So if he gives Kirk Cousins the fucking number one. He's a great play action quarterback. Dude can move. I mean, he can roll out of the pocket and at least put one in there.
Shut up.
What?
He's a great play action.
That's
quarterback.
What he said.
Yeah, because the offense is always gonna run.
You think?
You
and
think,
then he throws
and then,
it.
Got it. Sorry, guys. Here you go.
Carter Coughlin,
two steps.
I'd love to have this motherfucker on our team, too. Another fourth-round guy. He might even play up a little bit.
Do you work for fucking Starship Field? Is that what it is?
No. I'm just saying, dude. Go for the goal. Because
you
got to
go for
You can't go anywhere right now. They're already in town.
You're right. That's how it should be.
They're going to have to go
dude,
old school before
college,
you used to be able to fly everywhere. Before you used to be able to fly everywhere and shit.
Do you think Tanner Morgan should take over for Kirk Cousins next year?
I see them being very similar like players. Angel's packing up. That means it's. I can't. I told Jay. Or I told Angel. I told. Yeah, okay. I'm more mad that Angel brought his shitty mask in here that he's been carrying around for the last week, breathing out of.
Fucking farm. Bro, Minnesota, just all the universities becoming farms.
Bro,
the
I'm saying.
Quarantine.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to go old school when, like, you used to only be able to travel, like, between states that border you, and that was as far as you could go. Bro, what if we go back to old times, man?
Dude,
like,
we would kill the NDSU.
Sure, if you can make it over here on a flight, kid, we'll take you. But we also have to quarantine you for the next 3 months.
That's where you do all your academics, and then you'll come out.
Yeah.
Do your school first, then you come play football.
Oh shit!
Follow me at Clutch Moments
Jesus.
11 on Instagram.
You started the show, and you ended the show.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep, you're welcome. At Clutch Moments 11 on Instagram. Thanks.
All right, boys, that was a good episode.
Very nice.
See you guys in the AM.
Thank you, sir.
In the AM?